You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Good afternoon. Welcome in once again. Jimmy B and TC on the air with you here on a Thursday. And, well, the old man is away. That means we'll have a good time here today as we get ready. Jimmy B on the road making his way for Christmas. He said he is going to join me tomorrow. He wants to do his pick segment after Jimmy B just continues to be ridiculous on the year. He's 45-33-2 against the spread. Now, as you guys know, I like to dabble in the sports wagering realm. I've had a good week. I'm feeling good. Had a nice start last night. And 45-33-2. Jimmy B's taking it to another level. So he'll stop in tomorrow during the program. But before then, well, we got a full 2 hours here today. Also coming up tonight here on 1700, our continued coverage of high school sports continues. We'll be on the wrestling mat. Well, nobody wants to see me on a wrestling mat, and certainly nobody wants to see me in a singlet. But I will be in Johnston this evening as the Dragons welcome in top-ranked Fort Dodge. The Dodgers come to town, led by their outstanding senior wrestler and young Teske, who made the commitment to Penn State. Disappointing, I know, a lot of people here in the state, but an elite-level wrestler, very good program and team coming in. We'll see if Johnston, if their depth is going to be able to match up, and we'll have that call for you. Right about 6:30, we'll take the airwaves and bring you play-by-play action tonight from high school wrestling with Johnston and Fort Dodge from the new high school in Johnston. Really looking forward to that. But coming up today here on the program, we got a lot of different things we got to jump into. Need to start first. We'll be talking NFL. Our man Andrew Garda from Sports on Earth, we will be here. We'll talk with him. Playoff scenarios out there. You know, speaking of that, the playoff scenarios, ran across this from the NFL. They released their percentages. And as I said, I like to dabble in numbers. I always enjoyed math. I wasn't great at it by any means. I went through pre-calculus, but high school level stuff, right? It never led to me, you know, being able to figure out how to be, you know, somebody that actually makes a good living or anything like that. Instead, here I am talking into a microphone, but I always enjoy numbers. And I always wonder, when something like this comes up, how do they derive at these numbers? Again, released by the NFL, playoff chances by percentage. Chances of getting in. Now, we know the teams that have already locked into place, that already clinched playoff berths. You have the Steelers, you have the Patriots, you have the Jaguars who clinch. You have the Vikings, you have the Eagles that are already in. But this is what they have for their playoff chances. Rams, 98.1%. Okay. Saints, 93.6%. Chiefs at 92.3%. They'd have to go 0-2. So we have to go 2-0 to catch them. Panthers at 89%. On down, you get down to the bottom. This one was kind of surprising, though. The Seahawks at 20%. Not a shock. The Chargers still with a 20% chance to get in. That was a little bit higher than I had envisioned. You got the Lions at 18%. And this was another one that kind of jumped off the page. The Cowboys, still with the chance, we know that. Sitting at 8-6, they can still get in as a wild card team. But they have their percentage chances at just 7%. 7% chance of getting in. Dolphins still alive at 3.1%. And then there's the Raiders, still alive, less than a 1% chance. Now, a lot of things obviously have to go your way when your percentages are that low. But we'll talk NFL with Andrew Garda coming up here at about 4:20 this afternoon. Talk about all the stories out there. Aaron Rodgers shutting it down for the Packers. It seems like the right move, right? I mean, you don't have anything to play off. You are officially eliminated. I get all that. Personally, selfishly, I'd love to see him on the floor, out on the field. I get that, but you got to look big picture. And it makes sense. And it really makes sense for Hundley. You saw some improvements. Can he continue to develop and get a week off, a chance to kind of look at it from a different perspective, how much that's going to help him? So we'll talk about that more coming up with Andrew Garda from Sports on Earth. Also, Kevin Lehman's going to stop by here this afternoon at about 4:40. We'll talk with our man Kevin about everything going on in college basketball. We'll take a look at the locals, Iowa State with the win. We'll get to that here in a moment. Iowa getting ready for Colorado tomorrow night. A little programming note tomorrow. We'll still be here 4 to 6 o'clock. I will tell you, going to get things done a little bit early in the day. so I can make my way to Sioux Falls. Excited to get up there. About a four-hour drive, something along those lines, a little over four to get up. My in-laws, my wife's from Sioux City, so I'll drop her, drop Ella off in Sioux City, and I'll continue the trek up there. But hopefully the weather's okay. And we're going to talk to Cody Peck a little bit later in the show today, talk some Cyclones with him. He's making his way to Colorado and ran into a lot of weather. So maybe somebody can help me out. You can always get a hold of me on Twitter, at Trent Condon, and we'll have some fun with that one. But we'll talk with Kevin, Iowa, Colorado, get his thoughts on that one. You and I has a huge matchup themselves tomorrow night as Xavier comes to town, a team ranked in the top 10. Though a Xavier team that isn't playing great right now, maybe, just maybe, Panthers can get a win to bolster that resume and one that they probably do have to get. The MVC, though it's off to a much better start this year in the non-conference, has gone better than I think anybody short of Doug Elgin could have anticipated coming into the year. Still, you need those quality victories. The wins against NC State, SMU, those are nice. SMU might be a bubble team. I don't think NC State is going to be a tournament team, but a win like Xavier, it'll be a tournament team, more than likely a top 20 team all season long. That's one that really bolsters the resume. And if you do win the regular season crown but get picked off down in St. Louis at Arch Madness, you got that to lay back upon way down the road. We're looking all the way to March. Let's slow down. We still got plenty to talk about there. Also in the 5 o'clock hour then, we will talk to both sides. I mentioned Cody Peck talking Cyclones with him. And we'll talk to Derek Peck on the Hawkeye side of things. And Ken Silverstein will also be here today as he normally is on a Thursday. We'll talk a little Big Ten with Ken. Also, I want to talk some Cavaliers. Cavs, they got the Bulls coming up tonight. Been watching a little bit more NBA. Starting to trickle in. It's about that time for me. December, all right. Football, college football's over. NFL's dwindling down. It's the time that I start to sneak in. Don't tell Brinson that. He'll want to talk NBA all the time. But got a question on him. I see Isaiah Thomas, the traded guard from the Celtics, obviously has not played yet this year. He's back going through some practices, sent to their G League team, and going through some practices right now. So we'll talk with Ken. That'll come your way in the 5 o'clock hour. Solo here today. If you want to join me, whatever's going on in your world, you always can. 515-264-1700 is the phone number. Again, that's 515-264-1700. And we'll see if we got some time for some phone calls here a little bit later on today. But mentioned it there during the open, Iowa State last night, taking on Maryland Eastern Shore. Now, UME's year after year is one of the worst programs in college basketball. They are one of the teams that I talk about. When I talk about scheduling, if I was an athletic director at a Power 5 institution, which I never will be, but if I was, sometimes you put on your doctor hat. Today, I'm putting on my AD hat. And one of the first things that I would do is I would look to control scheduling, both in football and basketball, in a certain way. Yes, your coaches need to have input. I get that. You want your coaches. But I would help because I've been following this for a long time. I don't know what it is. Growing up, I had this weird thing. Because I had basketball cards. And, what is probably the 1987 Fleer. Some of those are worth money. But what I would do is I would pull them out of a hat. And I would pull out, all right, you got whoever. All right, Kevin Gamble. All right, there you go. Now I got my Iowa. All right, I got Iowa going up against, and then I pull out another one. Oh, Uwe Blob. All right. Iowa, Indiana. That's the matchup. And I'd set it up that way. And I'd make a schedule for the Hawkeyes. And I'd make a schedule for different teams that I enjoyed. I liked UNLV as a youngster. I like St. John's with Chris Mullin. All these dumb, stupid things that kids do. That's what I did. And I built schedules. Well, those schedules are a little different. But scheduling is something that has always, for whatever reason, very much interested me. We saw this really play out, I want to say 5, maybe 6 years ago in the NCAA tournament. And the Mountain West that year got 5 teams into the NCAA tournament. It wasn't an elite year. It wasn't a year where you had a bunch of teams that just were unbelievably good. And we know the stretch when the MVC got 4 teams. But teams figured out a way to doctor the RPI system. And what you did, instead of playing Maryland Eastern Shore, instead of playing Alcorn State, instead of playing those teams that are going to drag your RPI down, you'll get the victory, but you get really no credit for it. Instead of doing that and hurting your computer numbers, you schedule a D2 team, schedule a D3 team at NAIA. It doesn't matter because those then are not part of your resume. So you go that route and you can game the system a little bit. Your league has to be pretty good. You have to pile up victories against the D1 teams that you play, but it helps to do that. And as we were talking about you and I, and they match up with Xavier coming up this week, you and I's done something very similar this year. The Panthers have played a good schedule. They went to the battle for Atlantis, very difficult. They had UNLV. Of course, they went to North Carolina this year. UT Arlington, a good, smart scheduling idea in that game against Xavier. And, of course, Iowa State in the Big Four Classic. But look at what they had for their bye games this year. The games that were not part of event, the Chicago State game, was, though played at the McLeod Center, a part of the battle for Atlantis. Alcorn State. All right, that's a bad one. It's a bad one. Then Wartburg. Doesn't count against your RPI. Dubuque. D3 school. Doesn't count against your RPI. See, when you schedule in that way, instead of bringing in Maryland Eastern Shore and another awful team from the MEAC or SWAC, it helps those numbers. You and I right now, 29th in the RPI. Even though Sagarin has them at 71, their RPI is very good. That's how you work the system. If this is what we're going to use, and we can argue the merits of the RPI all day long, it is a scheduling component. It is who you have played. That is what the RPI measures. Wins also are a part about, but most importantly, it shows the schedule that you played. If that's the system we're all running, schedule in a smart way for it. The games against Maryland Eastern Shore, they don't do a whole lot. Saw a lackluster effort out of Iowa State. Didn't play well. You can go two ways. You can be very concerned about it. You can feel, oh boy, this team with Big 12 conference play, they're in trouble. Stale environment. Bad opponent. I think it's pretty easy to chalk this one up and say, it's not that big of a deal. That's what I'm going to do. The bigger question, certainly to me, are what's going to happen to this team when they get to Big 12 play. They've run off 9 straight victories. There's a lot of good things to be excited about. The play of Nick Weiler-Babb as a point guard. Wigginton becoming a star. Jackson knocking down shots after struggling from the outside early on this season. The continued development. Maybe the one guy that played the best game last night was Cam Laird. You know, Laird played one of his better games of the season, and they needed him. It's not a deep team, but I think it's a team that's figuring things out. I believe this is a team that can be an NCAA tournament team. There's so many chances of good victories this year. Even if you go 6-3, 6-3 is all at Hilton, and steal 2 road games at 8-10, I think Iowa State's in. It's not a big stretch, but important, getting off to a good start. That is going to be a big piece of this. Kansas State, Texas both at home, and then the road game against Oklahoma State. At minimum, 2-1. And if they get to 3-0, I'm going to be thinking March Madness for the 7th straight year for the Cyclones. Time for a timeout here on Jimmy B and TC. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk some more NFL. Andrew Garda will be by. We'll talk Vikings-Packers. We'll take a look at the Chiefs. What's next for the Bears? We'll take a look at the national stories. We'll do it all as we do each and every day here on Jimmy B and TC. We're here until 6 o'clock. High school wrestling as well this evening. Johnston and Fort Dodge. It all comes your way as we take the break on 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
And Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Washer Systems of Iowa. Sell the best and service the rest. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5353 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5353.
Merry Christmas from Golf Headquarters. Golf Headquarters' new location, 2900 University Avenue, Clock Tower Square, has 10,000 feet of golf gifts for your favorite golfer. Pro V1, number one golf ball of tour, $39.99. Ping G drivers, now $299.99. $100 off select Callaway irons. Golf Headquarters has hundreds of great gift items under $20. Gift certificates are also available, and all golf clothing 10 to 50% off. Golf Headquarters Clock Tower Square has great Christmas specials this holiday season. Adidas Prime Knit Golf Shoes, $69.99. Skechers new Spikeless Tour Shoe, $99.99. FitJoy Waterproof Contour, now on sale. Golf Headquarters has all the great names in golf. Titleist, Ping, TaylorMade, Callaway, and more. Free launch monitor club fitting. Stop by Golf Headquarters, talk to the professional staff, and get custom fit. Golf Headquarters, Clock Tower Square, 2900 University Avenue, your Christmas golf store. 255-4433. That's 255-4433. Golf Headquarters.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Well, Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Food Dudes Delivery offers commercial and residential delivery service along with the option to pre-order. Our delivery rate is always a flat fee, so whether you're ordering $15 for yourself or $300 for a party, it's going to be the same flat fee. We deliver all throughout the metro area, always keeping your food hot and fresh. Food Dudes Delivery has a vast range of food options for you to choose from, so place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here from 1700. You've been hearing me for a couple of months talk about New Leaf Wellness. I'm on a couple of programs helping me lose weight, and it has worked outstanding for me. The two treatment programs that I'm on right now, the GAC and the MIC, helping me with my energy levels, weight loss, increasing muscle tone. It's worked wonderfully for me. New Leaf Wellness has a lot of different programs they can help with guys out there. Low testosterone, maybe you're battling migraines, looking to lose weight, or maybe you just hit a plateau in your workout system. New Leaf Wellness can help you like they've helped me. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New year right around the corner. It's New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Jimmy B off today. You got Trent Condon running solo. It's a Thursday edition. Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700. Right now, we turn our attention to the NFL. When we're talking NFL, there's one place to go. He is Andrew Garda from Sports on Earth, and he joins us here on 1700. Andrew, as always, good talking to you. What's going on?
Getting ready for Christmas. And you don't have a question. Jimmy's not here, and neither is Santa Claus. We never see them in the same place at the same time.
That's very true. Santa is very giving, though. Brinson is about as tight as a noose, though. You're not going to get anything out of that guy. So I'm going to guess they're not one and the same.
Ouch.
Yeah. You always got to throw shade Jimmy B's way. That makes it a little bit more fun. Hey, speaking of throwing some shade, shade being thrown at the Green Bay Packers as they were eliminated Monday night with that Atlanta win against Tampa Bay. No Aaron Rodgers. Was that a pretty easy decision? I mean, it seems pretty simple, right? But do you think, was there much hand-wringing about the decision of what they were going to do with Rodgers these last two games, or was it as easy as it seems?
I think from a medical standpoint, and probably if it was anybody but Aaron Rodgers, you know, I think it was probably a pretty easy decision. He was well enough to play. You know, there was some risk to it, I'm sure, but they still had a shot of being in the playoffs. And then once that was gone, I think medically they were like, let's just let him heal and let's put everything towards next year. I mean, the guy's got, what, like 13 screws in his shoulder now? Okay. So I think that's a smart decision. But it's Aaron Rodgers, and you know he wants to be out there. You know, it's difficult to drag him out. And you don't want to tick off your franchise quarterback. And, you know, and every once in a while you hear Packer fans start hemming and hawing about him or something like that. I you know, work with a site called CheeseheadTV.com, and sometimes you get people in the comments who are a little strung out. But, you know, it's Aaron Rodgers. You know, he is your franchise. So you don't want to take him off completely and have him have a bad taste in his mouth, you know, going into the offseason. But I think it probably took a little time to just make sure they could talk him down and make sure he was on board and that they didn't replicate, you know, the Eli Manning extravaganza that the Giants did, you know, a few weeks ago. I mean, they at least have the excuse. Rodgers is hurting still. You know, he's not 100% more than likely. Listen, A-Rod, let's just concentrate on next year. So I think it was probably difficult, but, you know, more for the fact that they were trying to, you know, keep their boy happy.
Well, speaking of the Packers, it's going to be certainly an interesting offseason. I think we found, though injuries also played a part, that, frankly, that this roster wasn't as quite as good as I think a lot of people expected. Patterns of negativity. That's what Mike McCarthy was talking about. Explain what that means, please, Andrew.
Oh, good luck. Although, you know, it's funny. I was having a conversation with someone today, and I was like, you know, you never ask a coach a yes or no question, you know, and you don't want to do that from a writer standpoint anyway, because you get interesting answers like patterns of negativity. And I wonder if, you know, we don't have a clear, you know, story coming out of the locker room. Again, it's not like, you know, some of what we heard with the Jets and Giants over the last few weeks and a couple other teams where you're just looking at and you're like, okay, there's something hinky in the locker room. With the Packers, I do wonder if, to some extent, and I love Aaron Rodgers, but he has been banged up. You know, we've had several seasons, it happens every once in a while, where he gets banged up, and almost always it sort of tanks the season. They can do just enough to sort of stay around, but the difference in play is much differently. And I wonder if McCarthy had to deal with players who were like, oh, God, Rodgers is down. Here we go again. There's the season. You know, now it's going to be 100 times harder than it should be. And, you know, and that sort of attitude and that sort of point of view can drag a team down and make it more difficult to do things each game. I think the other problem you look at is that I think this defense has, to an extent, underwhelmed. You know, and I think if you're the offense and you're struggling, you know, most of the time the offense carries the defense. You know, with Aaron Rodgers, Jordy Nelson, all those guys, you're carrying the defense if it's struggling. This was a time when the defense really needed to carry the offense, and it really couldn't do it for the most part. And I do wonder if, you know, you're getting some tension between those two sides of the ball. I mean, it happens. It happens with a lot of franchises. So, you know, I think that's probably, you know, a couple of things that he's talking about. You know, I don't think it's aimed at, like, say, the fans who are asking for his head right now or Ted Thompson's head. And, you know, hopefully it's nothing too serious. But it'll be interesting to see this offseason what they do, and especially to address the depth, because there's definitely there are a lot of places on this team I think they need to shore things up.
Yeah, defensively, I think I saw they fell out of the top 10 three of the last 6 years, and Dom Capers' defenses have taken a step back. You think he'll be back?
Oh, you know, if it was me, no. But then I've said that several times over the last couple of years. You know, they seem to be, Mike McCarthy seems to be ride or die with his guys, you know. So I think he probably will be back. Should he be back? I don't feel like Dom Capers has gotten the most out of this defense, not just this year, but during his tenure. So to me, I think it's probably time for a change. Will they do that, though? I don't feel like this is a Packers organization that makes very quick decisions when it comes to their coaching staff and front office. I think Capers will probably be back.
All right, then, let's jump into the team that they're going to see on Saturday night, the Minnesota Vikings, who sit at 11-3. Got to see Teddy Bridgewater. And what a moment. And Teddy, he looked pretty uncomfortable before the ball was finally picked off when he was back there in the pocket. He can probably get that, though. I don't think we need to read anything with the happy feet that he showed his first snap back after what he's gone through.
No, I mean, the biggest thing, if you ask any athlete, you know, off the record, who's been through a serious injury, you know, especially, even I would say especially in a non-contact injury because you just don't know why something happened, the biggest thing, you know, once you get back to being healthy is mentally getting back on the field, mentally getting ready for that first hit, mentally sort of waiting for it. You know, that's the worst thing. So I think what we saw from Bridgewater is just those initial nerves. Now, you know, we could have a long conversation about, you know, what is Teddy Bridgewater? What will he be in the future? What are the Vikings going to do? But I think you're right. You don't look into anything from his performance, you know, first time out for a pair of basically like seconds when he's out there. Mm-hmm. I think he needs to get those first hits. He needs to get some practice. He needs to get some reps. You know, God willing, the Vikings won't need him the rest of the year in the playoffs, and in case Keenum keeps playing the way he has. And that gives the Vikings a tremendous amount of luxury to not have to rush Bridgewater forward. And I think that's all to the good for them right now.
So the future, is there any way you can't go into next year with Teddy Bridgewater being your really only realistic option if you're the Vikings, can you?
I'll answer that the same way I answer everything. Could you? Probably. Will they? I hope not. You know, I love Teddy Bridgewater. He's a guy I really loved coming out of college. You know, I don't want to read anything into the last game, but, you know, he's definitely, you don't know what you have in him. You don't know what kind of athleticism, what kind of durability, anything that leg has right now and that he has. So I think you have to have some guys in. You know, maybe you bring Keenum back on another one year or two year contract. You know, maybe you find another veteran quarterback who will be bouncing around. You know, there's always a Ryan Fitzpatrick or someone who you can have just in case you need to break the glass. But I wouldn't go just with Bridgewater, as much as I'm a big fan of his. I think this is a team, you know, they've got a phenomenal defense. I think when Cook comes back next year, they have a ridiculous backfield. They improved the offensive line. They're going to keep doing that. They have some very good wide receivers. This is a team that right now is going to contend. I think this year they're definitely in the playoffs, but this year, are they a Super Bowl team? I think the NFC is shaky enough with Carson Wentz hurt to where they could be. But I think over the next couple of years, they absolutely should be a legitimate contender for the Super Bowl over the next couple of years. And the big question is then, who do you have at quarterback? You can't roll in there with Teddy Bridgewater and the rest of that team and risk him being either not the guy he even was or someone who, you know, is going to have leg problems from here on out. So I think they have to bring someone in, and I think they should bring a veteran in who could step in and who knows how to be a backup quarterback and a positive one at that.
All right, let's continue on here, our Midwest outpost. Let's go next down to Kansas City. Chiefs look in great shape. After losing 6 out of 7, wheels falling off. They come back, beat 2 divisional teams, both at home. Now they get the Dolphins at home. This feels like a slam dunk, no brain, no doubt about it. Are the Chiefs good enough, though, to regain what they had over the first month and a half of the season?
I really feel like right now, as Kareem Hunt goes, so go the Chiefs to a great extent. Mm-hmm. And I think right now he's heated up at exactly the right time. And whereas, you know, for anybody who owned him in fantasy football was frustrated for a good chunk of the season.
Yeah.
You know, him not being as used and perhaps not being as effective and as featured as, you know, as he was at the very beginning and as he is now is a good thing. I mean, here's a guy who, you know, you look at some of the other rookie quarter or running backs like Leonard Fournette. I mean, he's definitely hit that rookie wall. So we have Hunt, who has probably some fresh legs left in time to get into the playoffs. Now, you're looking at the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are always going to be tough, and they should have Antonio Brown back in time for the playoffs. And you got Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, who aren't as good as they've been in the past, especially defensively, but are still a very dangerous team. You're going to have to go through Pittsburgh and or Foxborough to get, you know, into the Super Bowl. That's a tough thing for the Chiefs to have to do. But if they ride Hunt, and if that defense continues to play solid defense, if they play like they have the last few weeks, you know, the Chiefs could be a dangerous team coming into this playoff season.
All right, let's continue the trek around our final one, the Chicago Bears, my favorite team. Andrew, we've talked for years. I think we've been talking probably 5-6 years, and the Bears have been awful pretty much every one of those. Do I have any hope? Is there any hope for this organization to figure it out?
You know, I like to think so. I think they have pieces there. I think they have some pieces on defense. I think that they have a decent backfield, and I like Mitch Trubisky. I'd like to see them air the ball out a little bit more, let him stretch the field. Let's see what he can do downfield a little bit more. Let's get rid of this conservative defense or conservative offense, because let's be honest, the Bears have nothing to lose, and they really have nothing to win, so you might as well just air the ball out. But at the same time, it's not like he has great weapons right now. So I think you have the pieces here, and I like Trubisky, and I think he's your guy. I think, you know, I want to see more from him, but I feel like he's your guy. So you have some important pieces. Now you just need the right people to fill in the gaps you have. You know, you need to find some answer in wide receiver. You need to find, you know, continue improving the offensive line, continue to improve the front seven. And I think you need to come up with a coach who is going to be able to manage this. And I don't know that John Fox is your guy. I think the Bears make a change this offseason. And then it depends on who you get in. But I feel like you've got the pieces there. So, you know, I think the Bears have some hope. I really do. It's just what happens in the front office now and in the coaching staff. And I think the coaching staff will at least get a change in this offseason.
All right, so big picture now. We're talking right now with our friend Andrew Garda. You can find his work, profootballweekly.com. Andrew, I've been waiting for this moment. I'm a degenerate gambler. I love to fire at all kinds of things, and I've been waiting for the moment that I can bet against Blake Bortles in a playoff game, and now I'm nervous to do it. Whoever they play, if it's a sixth seed there in the wild card round, I might be laying points with Blake Bortles. Have I lost my mind?
Oh, you know, I feel like you. I feel like we should be able to confidently bet against Blake Bortles. And yet, he has like half the interceptions he did last year with like half the wide receivers. I mean, I what is he on? Some dude who sells Dr. Pepper and some kid they found? I mean, he's got no one to throw to. He had Cole, who I picked up in fantasy last week because I was desperate and gave me like 35 points. Like, he has found his rhythm. Now, he's one of those guys that I feel like he's going to let me down at any given time.
Yes.
So I feel like it's a matchup thing. Like, it depends on who he goes up against, you know, defensively. You know, I feel like the bottom portion, like the last two seeds of the playoffs, I'm not all that worried about necessarily for Blake Bortles. I think he can efficiently move around, you know, whoever ends up down there. It's not a great group for the most part. But you run into some of the better defenses, and especially, you know, they'll bring them up again, Pats and Steelers. If he runs into the Chiefs, I'd be much more nervous, and I'd feel a little more confident that I could lay some money down against him and be okay. But, you know, Bortles, it's hard to buy into him. It really is, because he's let us down so many times when he's looked good before, and he looks better than he ever has. So does that mean the letdown is going to be even bigger? You know, I can't bring myself to trust him, and I want the Jags to do well. The Jags are one of those teams that I've kind of pulled for because they're the little engine that could so many times, and they've let me down so many times, and Bortles is a big reason for that.
Andrew, I always love talking NFL with you. Enjoy it. It's the week 16. It goes fast every single year. Here we are. We're talking playoffs right around the corner. As always, good talking with you. We'll do it again here before playoff time. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Everybody have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and enjoy yourselves.
Yeah, same to you. Happy holidays. Andrew Garda, Pro Football Weekly. You can find his work there. Give him a follow on Twitter as well, at Andrew_Garda. And talking NFL each and every day. Love his work. We'll come back. We got more talk on the other side of something we opened up with. College basketball. Iowa getting back into conference play before. Yeah, but before that, they have Colorado tomorrow night. We got Iowa State. They got 9 days off to prepare. You and I with the huge matchup for Xavier. And what should be a realistic goal for Drake? We'll ask all those questions and more coming up with Kevin Lehman. He'll join us on the other side. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Sponsored by Account Temps. Tis the season for year-end projects and increased workloads. Account Temps has perfectly matched candidates that make closing out the year a breeze. Visit AccountTemps.com to learn more. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
Since 1920, Fulton and Hay has been the industry leader as a supplier to the food service industry. Everyone can cook like the pros with the latest and greatest cooking supplies and accessories. Let their experts help you select the perfect kitchen equipment and utensils to meet your needs. Bring out your inner chef with one of their monthly cooking classes. Visit their showroom, exit I-235 at East Euclid, 2701 Delaware, or visit their website at boltonhay.com. They can really make you cook.
The holidays are supposed to be a happy time, a special time to enjoy friends and family. But unfortunately, it's also a time people drink too much before they drive. Last year, during December alone, 781 people died in drunk driving crashes. Young adults were especially hard hit. In fact, drivers aged 18 to 34 were involved in the most fatal drunk driving crashes. So, this season, do your part to keep the holidays happy. Plan ahead and don't drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set, featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Dave Ramsey talking about your money and your life.
You can do this. You know, that really is the message. Whether you've got $270,000 in student loan debt or $27,000, whether you've got a $50,000 income or a $500,000 income.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 9 till noon, sponsored by Mediacom Careers.
Count it down.
3, 2, 1. We're debt free!
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dudes Delivery. Food Dudes Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dudes Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 or more. Food Dudes Delivery. Online, fooddudesdelivery.com.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Finishing up hour number one here, Jimmy B and TC Trek Condon solo edition this afternoon. In fact, the next 2 days I'll be by myself, though Jimmy B will call in tomorrow with his picks. Right now, we're going to talk some college basketball with one of the best in the business. He is Kevin Lehman, as he joins us here on the program. Our conversations with Kevin, presented by Jeff Egli and Washer Systems of Iowa. Pressure washers and a whole lot more for your home and business. Make it Washer Systems of Iowa. What's going on, Kevin?
I'm prepared for my nice trip to Evansville, Indiana tomorrow for the NBC opener, the Redbirds of Illinois State, facing the Evansville Purple Aces. So I'm hoping to dodge this freezing rain.
Yes, I'm going up to Sioux Falls tomorrow. I'm hoping for the same to watch Iowa, Colorado. So we're in the same boat for that one, dodging weather. You will see an Evansville team that will not be wearing the old school jerseys with the sleeves on them, but a team coming off a 64-point loss at Duke. You think Krzyzewski maybe got those guys to buy in a little bit on the defensive end?
Well, Duke had just come off that loss to Boston College, so the Bear had been poked, Trent, and the Bear was angry, and they took it out on the Purple Aces. 104-40, I don't know if it's even that close. They put the full court pressure on Evansville, and Evansville's got, to their credit now, they've got about 50 points not playing. They've got three starters that have been injured. I believe they had 8 players. It looked a little bit like the Iowa State Cyclones with that short bench. But, boy, that's not a place you want to go to play, Cameron Indoor, after Duke's coming off a loss.
No, not at all. You're exactly right on that one, and we saw that play out in a big way. Well, that loss notwithstanding, the MVC, as we get ready for conference play, had a pretty good start, and maybe the cherry to put on top on that Sunday would be a win for tomorrow night for you and I against Xavier. J.P. McKeera, he'll be running his mouth, as he always does, with the Musketeers. What do you expect to see in that one tomorrow night at the McLeod Center?
Well, let's hope that we get a better performance from the Panthers at the defensive end than they did against Iowa State, because that game against the Cyclones, the Panthers given up 57 a game going into the Iowa State game. The Cyclones scored 46 in the second half. Mm-hmm. So Northern Iowa, they've got some warts on offense if you watch them. And their defense has been good enough to carry them through those dry stretches, but they couldn't do it against Iowa State. So they got to shore that up, Trent. They got to get not let their offensive deficiencies affect what they do at the defensive end. And they've got to get some good play out of Bennett Cook. He got outplayed by the front line of Iowa State last weekend.
He did, and they need Carlson. They need Cook to be able to play well. They need it to happen in tandem. They just can't afford those inconsistencies. I want to ask you about Tywan Pigford. You know, we've really enjoyed watching this kid play, the athletic ability, the rebounding that he has, but struggling with the shot. Do you see anything maybe mechanically that's off, or is it just a young guy going through a shooting slump right now?
I think it's a young guy. You know, as my son said, why did he shoot so many times, Dad? Why did Tywan shoot so many threes? I said, there's a reason they left him open.
as he was 2-for-7 from the arc. And I was couldn't wait for that matchup of the two freshmen, Lindell Wigginton from Iowa State and Taiwan Pickford, because those are guys that they are not typical physically looking freshmen. They are men ready to play. But Pickford struggled. I just think it's, you know, he's a guy that they don't have to run offense for. He's usually getting his own off offensive rebounds, transition. I was really impressed with Iowa State's defense. We talk so much about Northern Iowa's defense, but Iowa State really guarded well in that game. So Northern Iowa, they've got to get Pickford going, and they've got Wyatt Lohaus back. You know, big game. He had 16 against Iowa State. That's going to really settle down that perimeter game, the ball handling of you and I. And they have a really nice inside-outside combination. They can get Cook going inside. They got a number of guys along with Spencer Haldeman. Can't hit that three ball. So I like the balance of Northern Iowa, but they got an Xavier team that's coming to town that is, I mean, they're ninth in the nation. This is a really good team led by Trayvon Blewett. He'll be the best player to come through the McLeod Center this year.
Yeah, really outstanding team, and Chris Mack always does an excellent job year in and year out with that basketball program. Iowa State last night, they sleepwalked their way to a victory. I guess it's better than the other side of it, like North Carolina losing to Wofford, but do you read anything into it? You coached, Kevin, at the college level. You know, coming off finals, you get one of those bye games that doesn't create a whole lot of excitement, can be difficult. Did you read anything of what happened last night with Iowa State and just barely getting by Maryland Eastern Shore?
No, I've seen that before. I went through when I was coaching. One of the games I disliked the most, Trent, was a home game right before Christmas break when you have a young team. Mm-hmm. As a 6 o'clock start, here's why. They will have their cars and some of their bags packed when they come to that game and get ready to go home as soon as it's over, especially with a 6 o'clock start. I always dislike those games. I think that's a little bit of what Iowa State ran into. You know, Wigginton did not play well at all. They had the big lead, a team that they're favored by 32 points. I wouldn't read too much into it, but they got to turn around and get ready because they've got to get a good start in the Big 12. You got Kansas State at home. You got Texas at home. You got to win those games because I think this Iowa State team, if Cameron Lard continues to come on, if they can protect home court in the Big 12 play and get 7 or 8 wins at home and steal a couple on the road, this might be an NCAA tournament team.
No, I don't think there's any doubt. And I think the depth of the Big 12 and, you know, the down nature of the Big 10 and the Pac 12, and there aren't a ton of mid-majors that are going to have multiple bids this year. You got to find 68 every year, Kevin, and I think Iowa State, even at 8-10, 9-9 in the Big 12, I think they'll be fine. I think it wouldn't even be a trip to Dayton. I think they'd be solidly in the bracket because we see it now year after year with 68 teams. That bubble is bad every single year.
Well, and plus, the Big 12 ranked the number one league in the country right now with those RPI metrics. And you've got 6 teams ranked the top 25. So the question for Iowa State is, can they win? Can they beat West Virginia at home? Can they beat Baylor at home? Can they protect home court against those teams?
Yeah.
And you got some new players in the Big 12. TCU is really good, still undefeated. Texas Tech is playing well. It's going to be hard to get some road wins, so the Cyclones going to have to really protect home court. And the Hilton magic is going to have to kick in once they start conference play.
We're talking right now with Kevin Lehman. It's brought to you by Washer Systems of Iowa, our weekly conversation with the coach. You hear him calling games across the state and across the country, and he's got MVC action in his next gig. It'll be Evansville and Illinois State. Let's jump next up to Sioux Falls. Like I said, Kevin, I'll be up there tomorrow night. Looking forward to the Hawkeyes and the Buffaloes from Sanford Pavilion. You ever been up there for a game before?
No, I was going to call a game there 2 years ago, and then a conflict came up. But, you know, they have a game in there every year, usually a Big Ten team and a Pac-12 team. I know Wisconsin played a couple of years ago. I know it's a small arena, Trent, but I had a feeling there's going to be a lot of Hawkeye fans in that arena.
Yes, they'll be black and gold both ways, but it's going to be decidedly cheering for the Hawkeye side of thing. I have a feeling about that. That's where my wife's from. We're going to go up there, have Christmas, and I'll be able to go watch a basketball game. So that'll put a smile on my face.
You got a reason to get away from the family then, the in-laws.
Yes, exactly.
To watch a game.
Yeah.
Good plan, man. Good plan. Hey, but I think if you look at this game, Trent, you got two teams trying to get a signature win. Because look at Iowa. They do not have a win over a Power 5 conference team here in this non-conference. Mm-hmm. This is their last chance to do it. And really have struggled, obviously, in the non-conference. But you still look at this Iowa team. Boy, they got some talent. But can they make a run through the Big Ten? Because they don't have a good enough resume to get at-large bid. They've got to run through that conference tournament or make a huge, huge impact here when they get in conference play.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take, at the very least, I would say 11 wins, maybe even 12 in the Big Ten. And because of the down nature, you might say, well, you can map out a path to get there. Got to have some good wins. It can't just be you're beating up on the lower-ranked teams in the conference. You got to beat some good teams along with it and maybe get a win against a Purdue or a Michigan State, something along those lines. So it's a long road, but this team is playing better, and it seems like just a little bit looser. Are you buying into this three-game winning streak?
Not really, because of some of the teams they played in there. Yeah. Now, you know, you've had Drake and who they have a nice Southern Utah. Those are not teams that are going to obviously jump off the charts. But I do like this. I like that he's gone to Nungy and at the other wing, Nicholas Bear. I think those two give him a lot more versatility, both offensively and defensively. And last night against Southern Utah, the other night, he played those top five for extended minutes to start the game, to start the second half. So I think Fran's getting more comfortable with that rotation and letting those guys play together longer. Mm-hmm. And then we still have the question, is Connor McCaffrey going to continue to play? Or are they going to put a red shirt on him? What's going to happen there? But you look at this Iowa team. They have so much talent. They're cleaning up their ball-handling errors. They're getting better possessions. But, boy, they're 0-2 in the Big Ten, Trent. They got a lot of work to do in Big Ten play.
Kevin Lehman, we finish up here. One more on the MVC. Drake, is a realistic goal to finish, say, sixth and not have to play in the opening round of the MVC? Is that even a realistic goal? Is that maybe even a little bit of stretch for Nico Medved's squad?
Well, I think that's what, I don't know if they talked about those goals before, but I think that would be really huge for Drake. You know, we watched him against Minnesota, tough team to guard. They get that three ball going. That four-guard lineup can cause you problems. The offense he runs really accentuates what he has for talent. McGlynn's playing well for him. You know, I think we all got our hopes up that they could give Iowa a game last week in the Hy-Vee Classic, and it just didn't happen. But I think this is a Drake team that would be pretty good in the Knapp Center. And you look at the whole Valley, Trent, there aren't any easy wins there. Because, mm-hmm. You know, Wichita State's gone. This league is wide open. Now, I got Illinois State 6-6 at Evansville. Well, Illinois State won at Ole Miss last week in overtime. They beat South Carolina. That's with two of their six wins. So that's a dangerous team in the Valley. There's a lot of teams in that position that can get some big wins going on.
Kevin Lehman joining us here as always. And appreciate the conversation, Kevin. Safe travel. Stay away from that ice. And Evansville, is that the crown jewel of the MVC?
If it's not, it's pretty close to it, Trent.
I sense a little trepidation when you said that, but hey, we'll let it slide.
I always get sent there right before Christmas and right before New Year's. Every year I have to make that trip. Rather than going up the road to Northern Iowa, I get to go to Evansville, Indiana. The only place farther from me is Southern Illinois.
Ah, yeah, down to Carbondale. That is a long trek. Illinois, it's much longer than it seems. I've made that drive too many times before. Thanks as always,
yeah.
Kevin. Good talking with you.
Okay. You guys, you have a good holiday, Trent.
You too. Kevin Lehman joining us here. Our conversation's again presented by Washer Systems of Iowa. Pressure washers, and they can do a whole lot for your business and for you. It's Pressure Washers of Iowa, busting away grime. We'll come back. We got the 5 o'clock hour. We're talking more Hawks, Clones. We got Big Ten. We got a little NBA even sprinkled in there. We'll do it all next. It's hour two of Jimmy B and TC on 1700.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. Washer Systems of Iowa has provided industrial quality pressure cleaning equipment to a wide variety of businesses and individuals for over 25 years. The goal of Washer Systems of Iowa is to provide the best possible equipment along with technical knowledge and superior service. Your pressure washer experts in Iowa. It's Washer Systems of Iowa and the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa.
Sponsored by ShopVac. Got a big mess that needs to be cleaned up? Hurry down to Lowe's to pick up your ShopVac brand wet-dry vacuum with new advanced motor technology starting at just $79.
Brought to you by Jared, the Gallery of Jewelry. Turning feelings into jewelry. That's why he went to Jared.
This is Tony Baselli from Westwood One, wishing you and yours the happiest of holidays from our entire sports crew. Don't forget that we'll be here with great NFL action for you, including six games this weekend through Monday. Right, Kurt Warner?
That's right, Tony. It's been a great season so far, but the best is yet to come, as the final 2 weeks of the season will determine which teams make it to the playoffs. And of course, Westwood One will be here with every postseason game right through Super Bowl 52 with Kevin Harlan and Boomer Esiason. Right, Boomer?
That's right, Kurt. Kevin and I will have the call from Minneapolis when a new Super Bowl champion is crowned on February 4th. So enjoy the holidays, everyone, and stay tuned for all the NFL action to come.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long. Right here on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
AutoZone presents Bumps in the Road. Worn shocks and struts can turn simple bumps into a dangerous problem. And if your car nosedives when you stop, you might need new shocks or struts. And right now, when you buy one Gabriel Ultra Strut, you get the second for half price. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Discounted product must be of equal or lesser value. Sales tax not included.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
The Home Depot has the perfect last-minute gift for any last-minute additions to your Christmas list. The Ryobi One Plus 18-volt drill and impact driver kit. You can still grab one for just $99. Two great tools, plus a powerful lithium-ion battery that drives them both. It may be last minute, but it's definitely first rate. The Ryobi One Plus drill and impact driver kit. Still just $99. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through February 3rd, 2018. U.S. only while supplies last.
That's the sound of your in-law's cat perched over your bed at 3 a.m. You wanted to save money this holiday, so you settled for their house. Now you're staring into the eyes of pure evil. If you booked a hotel on Priceline, you could have saved up to 60%. That's up to $120 a night. Plus, you'd be in your own comfortable, cat-free room. Save up to 60% on hotels when you book.